Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Aaron McKeown is a musician, writer, and producer based in Western Massachusetts with 9 full-length albums, 2 EPs, and numerous soundtracks to her credit. She's a local, national, and international artist and activist, and she joins us today, the Linda Aaron McKeown. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Hey, Sarah. Nice to be here.
It's good to see you. Aaron will play the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Massachusetts on October 18th and Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York on October 19th. 2 area shows. That means she was willing to stop by and play for us and talk with us today. It's great to see you.
It's nice to see you too. And it's nice to have a couple of shows in the area, options for folks in your listening area.
Yeah, it's good. So what will you be playing at these shows? You have new stuff you're working on?
I have new stuff I'm working on, but there'll be different formats. It's very rare that I get a band out, and so the Iron Horse show will be a band show. A great local drummer I play with, and then my friend saxophone Tina is coming from New York to be our third person. And then Cafe Lena will be intimate solo show appropriate for that hallowed space.
And the band, when you have the band, it's the Fine Parade.
We call ourselves the Fine Parade. I feel like there needed to be some differentiation between, like, oh, it's just me by myself and it's me with my friends, and what better way to call your friends than, hey, it's the Fine Parade.
Yeah, it's very complimentary. When you play with the full band, at what point do you work out those orchestrations, and do you have to rehearse before you get together again?
I'm terrible. I never rehearse.
Okay.
I hate rehearsing. I hate rehearsing because for me, it's teaching somebody the same song I've been playing for 20 years. So I find it incredibly uninteresting to rehearse. I like a high wire act much more than I like a plan. So I love it when musicians prepare ahead of time. I also love to play with musicians who have such great instincts that they can be musical whatever happens. So I usually send folks a list ahead of time, and then we just see what happens. Now, there's a group of people I've been playing with for a long time, and I sort of pick and choose, and so people are generally prepared and generally know the deal. But I like to create the conditions for mayhem, musical appropriate mayhem when possible.
And has that ever backfired on you? Has anything ever really fallen apart?
Oh no, plenty of times. Not enough not enough to make me rehearse, but
sure.
but plenty of times something has crashed and burned, that's for sure.
What did you get up to this summer? The last time I spoke to you was in the spring. What did you do with your time over the summer?
I went to Europe twice on 2 different tours. One opening for my friend Jason Isbell, mm-hmm. which was really great.
And
then
fantastic.
And then my own tour in the middle of the summer, going back to Ireland for the first time in 6 years and visiting the UK. And it feels like between that, I didn't have much of a summer.
Sure. No, that'll eat it up. A couple of trips across the pond, as it were.
Yeah.
How are your fans different in Europe? Is everything basically the same over there? Or?
Everything's basically the same. It used to be that they were a little drunker and smoked more, but all of that seems to have calmed down now.
When you, is there any difference on a tour where you're opening versus one that's yours? Do you have to do a lot more work to put your tour together?
Yeah, absolutely. And the day is a different day. You know, when I'm opening, I wouldn't say it's quite a vacation to open for someone, but for example, for Jason's tour, they were on a bus and they took all my gear and I took trains for the gig, and I got stayed at little hotels or B&Bs that were near the venue. So I would get off the train station, walk to the hotel, dump my stuff, walk to the venue and play 30 minutes and then just kick back and get to watch Jason for the night. So, you know, all in some interesting city with a medieval cathedral and
castles,
high street. Mm-hmm. So that's you know, that's, like I said, closest thing to a vacation you can get. But then when it's my show, I generally have more stuff and I'm generally responsible for more things during the day. But it can be very unsatisfying also to play for just 30 minutes. So it is nice to have 75 or 90 minutes or however long people want you to play when it's your own show.
Did you bring an opener with you?
I did not. So I got to meet really great local people.
Cool.
Which I really appreciate doing.
We're going to, of course, talk more this morning, but you're also going to play some songs for us. What's the first song you'd like to share?
Well, I'm going to play you a couple things from the last record I made, which we talked about in the spring. It's called Manifestra, and there's much to talk about with the record, but we'll start with a song called Histories.
Thank you.
Well, my mother is my mother, and my father is my father. Never mind, I hate them, still I have a bloody brother. In the past that they have worn out, find my future spawn on welcome. Histories, I hate them, watch myself just say the same. In my cells I carry how they raised me. So every day I have to choose to have to. We still have the histories, unwritten laws, lawless tyranny. Change it, change the currency. Stand up, get up with electricity. By the law and by the letter, well, we should be living better. History, so wish we'd see the world and how it used to be. But one and one and three and more is more powerful than any war. Never know the spark that starts to turn over the hardest. The world is very solitary. So every day I have to choose to have to. We still have the histories, unwritten laws, lawless tyranny. Change it, change the currency. Stand up, get up with electricity. We still have the histories, unwritten laws, lawless tyranny. How do you make a community? Drop off the I, out of the we, yeah. Tyranny. Change it, change the currency. Stand up, get up with electricity. We still have the histories, unwritten laws, lawless tyranny. How do you make a community? Drop off the I, out of the we, yeah. Drop off the I, out of the we, yeah. Drop off the I, out of the we, yeah.
It's Histories, performed live by Erin McKeown. It's off her 2013 album, Manifestra. Erin will play the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Massachusetts on October 18th and Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York on October 19th. Tell us about the acoustic companion to Manifestra, Civics, and the special way that you recorded that.
Yeah, so Manifestra is an album that's a very full-sounding album. It's the band that I often play with live. There's lots of overdubs and lots of voices on it, and it's meant to evoke community. So there are times where everything is played in unison. There are times where things are more orchestrated. So I thought it'd be useful to have a companion piece to it where you could just hear the song clearly without this community around it, and so that the message of the song might be more clear. So I live in a lovely hill town in Western Massachusetts, and we have a outsized and strangely luxurious historic library in our town, and it has a big marble rotunda and amazing tile floors, and every time I've gone in there you sort of speak a word and it keeps going for days, and I thought at some point I'd like to record in here, and it seemed appropriate to go take these songs about community, civic engagement, and put them in a space like a library. And we just set up a couple mics and an afternoon on an August day, and I played the album all the way through. And by the time I got to the last song, there was an amazing thunderstorm going on outside, and so you can hear that on the record. And so that whole thing is called Civics, is the companion name, Civics. And you can get it for free on my website right now. Awesome. Actually, I decided to give it away.
And is that another part of just engaging the community to give it away for free?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a longer conversation about what's happening with music and artists and compensation right now in the internet. But for me, it seemed like a worthwhile trade to give this to folks and to help them hopefully hear this music better and maybe be able to learn it, spread it, teach it.
Are you willing to, in this moment, expand on the conversation? Tell us some of your work with what's going on in media
distribution. Sure, I'm trying to think how to keep it from... The problem with these conversations is they tend to... they're so engaging and so complicated, and everyone has such passionate opinions about they can sort of spill over and take over everything. But I think for me, something I've been involved with a lot in the last few years is trying to encourage artists to educate themselves about not only the music business, but the sort of ways that artists need to be more involved in things beyond the music business, whether that is not being afraid to be an activist for a particular cause or paying attention to larger conversations about, for example, royalties and compensation. I think it's very easy for artists to feel either completely wronged and like there's nothing they can do, or just under a rock and don't even understand what's happening. And I think the happy medium is to understand, feel activated, and have an opinion. My personal opinion is that folks should be compensated for their work, and it should be a conversation. And if someone is, for example, building a platform that uses music to sell shoes or to let you stream something for $10 a month, there should be a point at which the artist is involved in that conversation. And if people say that their goal is to help artists, then I'd like to see them walk the walk of actually creating these platforms that actually help artists instead of the company.
And do you partner with any particular organizations to work on this?
Most of the work that I've done with this is with an organization called the Future of Music Coalition, whose main purpose is education. I mean, they certainly have their view on these issues, but their main purpose is education. And it's futureofmusic.org is a great place to go to find out more about this stuff.
What is the next song you'd like to share with us today? You gonna pop over to the piano? Cool.
Okay, so the next song is from Manifestra, and it came to me in a dream. I know that sounds totally kooky, but it's very hard for me to describe what it's like to write songs, and it's a somewhat mysterious process to me, but what it sort of is like is as if your neighbor is playing really loud music through the floor, and you can kind of hear the song, but you're not quite sure what it is, and you want to listen harder to find out if it's Mary J. Blige or Beyonce. And that's what it feels like to me when I'm about to write a song, is I'm trying to just hear something, and I'm just trying to listen harder to figure out what it is. And I just woke up one morning sort of kind of hearing this song and then listened harder, and this is what I heard. And really, I didn't know what else to call it except that's just what happened, because that is just what happened. Was a time when my soul was tied and whiskey had a hold of my head. For every song that bad liquor would write, that was one sip closer to death. Down Jackson, down Bourbon, down Ursuline, down Basin, I walked discontent. With the sugar on my lips and that cake on my mind, but the devil followed wherever I went. I knocked on that wooden sign that promised to make truth of my dreams, but I couldn't get enough of that delicate stuff to get the flames off the back of me. Yeah. asked God to meet me in New Orleans. God did, God did. I asked God to meet me in New Orleans. God did, God did. Water into wine, and then the wine was poison of a kind. Saints and ain'ts reached down and lifted me to higher, higher ground. I asked God to meet me in New Orleans. God did, God did. Don't be scared, I have not found religion. I have not, no, I have not. Don't be scared, public radio listeners, I have not found religion. I have not, no, I have not. Something came and took me far beyond where I could hope to go. On the streets I'm dancing at my own joyous funeral. I asked God to meet me in New Orleans. God did, and God did. So beware, my children, of that devious ride. The toll and tax will never be met. For every song that liquor would write, that was one sip closer to death.
It's Aaron McKeown playing That's Just What Happened from Manifestra. Aaron will play at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Massachusetts on October 18th and Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York on October 19th. Aaron, can we look forward to any more Cabin Fever?
Oh, that's a good question. So Cabin Fever is a web series that I do from my tiny cabin in Western Massachusetts. And I started it back when it sort of seemed novel to do a streaming webcast from your house. It's no longer so novel, I don't think, but I still like the idea of basically doing your own TV show from your house. And each one has had a theme. And the other project I've been working on is I'm writing a musical. And it's been taking quite a long time. But I've been
It does,
as they do, which I didn't really know before. But I'm only in year three of what will probably be a 7 or 8 year process. Is what they tell me. But I've been, I mean, I've always loved musicals, but I've been listening to many, many more of them now because I'm working on this project. So I think Cabin Fever Broadway would be, I think, the next one that should happen.
What is the musical about?
I don't want to say yet.
Okay.
But I'm writing it with an amazing collaborator named Chiara Alegria Hudis, who wrote In the Heights, which is a pretty amazing Broadway musical.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, she's extraordinary, and she asked me to come on board with a story that she had in mind. It's just been an amazing experience and an amazing challenge, and it's been hard to be working on something that I can't show anyone.
Right.
Because I've avoided playing any of the songs, you know, in my own shows. More out of superstition, I think, than any other reason. But it's been interesting because it's been an amazing project and it's taken up a lot of my time. And it is the reason I don't have a new album because I have the equivalent of 3 new albums with the music we've written so far for the musical. But I do know that people will hear it. It has been commissioned. And so people will hear it and people will be able to see it. It's just going to take a second.
Yeah, it does take a while. Where's the commission from?
The commission is from a theater in California.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, I somehow hadn't heard about that yet. I'm so excited
about
it.
I have not told anyone.
Oh, okay.
Now it's a secret between you and me and all the listeners of WAMC.
Yeah, and I'll email you. Like, how often would be too often to email you to get an update? I'm kidding. I won't pester you about
it. Do you like musicals?
I love musicals.
Oh, good.
I'm a total musical head.
Oh, good.
Head,
well,
so
then
exciting.
You know what? I'm going to play a song for you as my last song that is not what I planned.
Okay.
If that's good. If you really like musicals.
Yeah. Okay. No, I would love that.
Anything else we should talk about?
No, we'll have one more song and then we'll just grin for the rest of the day.
I got really, really sick with a cold in August, and it has only just passed. And it was very difficult to play shows and to sing, and I felt like I was never going to get better. But I used it as an opportunity to learn one of my favorite songs about a cold that I had never learned to play before but have loved. So this is from Guys and Dolls. The
Adelaide's Lament.
Adelaide's Lament by Frank Lesser. I wish that you listeners could see the grin on Sarah's face right now.
They can
it's really extraordinary.
Hear it.
I'm not going to do the Adelaide accent, just so you know. But I do feel this has regional appeal. The average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You can spray her wherever you figure the streptococci lurk. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work if she's getting the kind of a fisheye from the hotel clerk. A person can develop a cold. Female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows a neurotic tendency, see note. Psychosomatic symptoms, toxic or hypotense, affecting the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from wondering if the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the Bromo Fizz, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a person can develop la grip. When they get on the train to Niagara, she can hear church bells chime. The compartment is air-conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop la grip, la grip, la post-nasal drip, with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip. From a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old, a person can develop a bad, bad cold. Do it with me. Achoo!
Thank you so much.
One of my favorite musicals of all time. In fact, I think the most perfect musical.
Erin McKeown will play the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Massachusetts on October 18th and Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs on October 19th. For more information, you can visit her website, erinmckeown.com. McKeown, McKeown, erinmckeown.com. Erin, it's always great to see you. Thank you so
Sarah.
Much for coming in. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.